us to get back into the conversation mode. Let's drink to that. It's the Doug Stanford Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Uri Geller will join us in a few minutes. I'm thinking about Mrs. Obama for something. She is known for, being the president's wife?
Her arms, more than anything, I think.
Known for being in good shape.
Mm-hmm. And she's planting a garden.
Yes, she is. The White House garden, it's planting season. It went from snow to spring, Richie, like in a week. Richie's in Washington.
It's been a crazy spring. In.
I was driving up through Georgia yesterday, and what made me feel good was seeing all the tractors out planting, the kinds of things that I love to see. We're about a month away from that in my area of Massachusetts, unless we have a quick spring. It's warm. It's been very nice, actually, the last couple of days, but with all the rain we had over the weekend, woof, that'll be good. That'll help things grow. Hopefully it keeps the ground moist through the season. Mrs. Obama is planting vegetables in the White House kitchen garden today. Didn't somebody just quit that was on the staff there?
Yeah, well, the pastry chef.
Hey, oh, it was the pastry chef.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
Big deal.
This is a big focus in Washington for whatever the reason. A lot of students are coming into the White House today.
She's made a big deal about her garden, and
it's
got
a
nice garden going on. But for some reason, I'm remembering that the soil is tainted on the White House grounds.
Yeah, with a lot of waste.
Yeah, no kidding. But I'm serious. So I don't know whether they can eat the vegetables that they grow there. Yeah, I have to look this up. I don't
they
know
have
why
to
I
be
remember.
Able to eat them, because I think I remember her like serving stuff from that garden.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, come on. I wonder if she uses seeds from Monsanto, because did you get the big blockbuster news today, Dougie?
What, that their profit's up 13%?
13%, uh-huh.
Yeah, great, yeah. Well, that shows you what coercion and crookedness will get you, one way or another. Speaking of crookedness, severe storms. This is the season. We talked about the beginning of the planting season. Beginning of April marks the beginning of the twister season. So how many storms will rattle portions of the Midwest? Actually, there are some severe storms that are predicted for this week in what is a week of weather that will be from the Great Lakes all the way across the lower Mississippi Valley into northern Texas. These are north-south storms, different than the east-west storms. It seems that tornadoes don't really go well. I don't know why this is, but tornadoes, they come and they go, but mostly it's a north-south pattern. They don't go east and west very often. So I guess that's a good thing for us. For those of you who are not in the Midwest, don't have to worry about it. But there's about like earthquakes in California. We have hurricanes in the more southeastern part of the country. I was driving across yesterday, sort of one of these roadways that's built across a big lake coming into Georgia. And you see all the power lines that are stretched across these lakes. And you wonder, what happens if a big hurricane comes and blows all of those down? You know what happened last year? With the remnants of the hurricane that came through Massachusetts, there was a power line that went across the Sudbury Reservoir, and it went down into the reservoir, and thousands of fish got electrocuted. It was amazing. Can you imagine if you were a fisherman, and who'd be dumb enough to be out in a hurricane fishing, but if somebody was out there, and they were in an aluminum boat?
Oh, yeah. So, are you ready for this?
Yes, Richie.
Apparently, sewer sludge has been used as fertilizer on the White House grounds.
Really? And by these people or by the people that were there before?
By the Clintons.
Really? Wow.
Really?
To the point where it has soiled the White House soil, having a high level of toxins.
Was it soiled like that blue dress?
Yeah. I'll tell you. 93 parts per million. And they say you should not be above 99 parts per million of contaminants and heavy metals. So I don't know whether they can eat these vegetables. They say technically they're safe, but I wouldn't do it.
No, I wouldn't want to do it either. Chrysler Motors, talking about how well Chrysler's doing versus General Motors and the PR department, the announcement today they're going to have to, they're going to send you a note that says you need to bring your car in for a brake problem. About 870,000 SUVs have problems. They've sent out the messages. Again, it's up to you. They don't have to require you to come in. They have to require, they're required to send you a note that says, this is a problem, please take care of it. They're not going
to
babysit you. They're going to send you the notice, you come get the brakes fixed or not at your own peril. The difference between that and General Motors is General Motors didn't do anything about it. They didn't issue a recall, so therefore they are on the hook. But it may not be much of a hook because it happened before they went bankrupt. So what's the big deal? Well, there's a big deal because 13 people, one in Canada and 12 Americans, were killed because of this negligence. But I maintain they're not going to ever see a dime. Not a dime, because the company was bankrupt.
I liked your point better yesterday, saying that during these times, the GM was being run and owned by the government.
Yeah, well, it was. Not in 2001. They were not run by the government until 2008, 2009.
Why aren't they testifying against themselves?
Well, if you answered your own question.
Right.
Yep.
Bunch of hypocrites.
I know. It's 12 after the hour. Uri Geller joins us in a matter of moments here on the Good Day program.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fantastic with Boston beer.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Quarter after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now we have the pleasure, Jennifer and Richie and I, to have a conversation with Uri Geller, who is very interested because of his Israeli heritage, even though he lives in Israel and, I'm sorry, lives in England and performs around the world. He still is an Israeli native, very interested in what's going on in Israel. This has nothing to do with his performing. It has to do with him as a human being. And I think oftentimes when we have people on, Richie, we don't get to find out as much about their human side because maybe they're plugging a book or a movie,
yeah,
or they're talking about some particular issue. But Uri is a very, very strong Israeli, and people would say, well, if he's that strong, why didn't he live there? And I think there are a number of reasons for that, Uri, are there not?
Yes, absolutely. The big surprise, Doug, and you've got a scoop, is that Hannah and I decided to come back and live in Israel.
Really?
Huh. Yep. Well, that's kind of a timely conversation.
Yeah, that answers that.
When are you going to do that?
Well, you know, soon, I hope. You know, there is something very interesting in human consciousness, or call it spirituality, call it that, a subliminal magnetic pull back to your homeland. And ever since I left in 1972, you know, we're talking about 42 years, Doug, there was that energy, the pulling energy, the thrust and the yearning and the thirst to come back to live in my homeland. I remember I was born in Tel Aviv. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in the office of one of my very close friends called Ron Gazit. He's a big shot lawyer in Tel Aviv in Israel, and we played basketball when he was 15, 16. And when I look out of the window where I'm sitting now, I can actually see the little space where my house was. Unfortunately, they torn it down, and it's right now a parking lot. And I'm looking out at the Mediterranean Sea. Israel is very well built now, big hotels, big skyscrapers. But I feel the energy. I feel the buzz. You know, I feel that intuitive force in my tummy. You know what I mean by that, Doug. I know that I'm sitting and I'm living in the right place. Whenever Hannah and I walk on the promenade of Tel Aviv, we are filled with that energy.
I love the promenade. Yeah, I've walked that promenade.
It's a tangible energy, Doug, that I can't explain you. I can maybe walk back in Sonning in my little village. I can walk and run for an hour and a half. In Israel, I can run for 3 hours. You explain me that. So there is.
All right, so are you going to keep the house in England? I don't want to not be able to visit you in England. Are you going to keep the house in England after you just did all this work on it and have a place in Israel so you can be in both places?
Yeah, I might leave a place in Israel, but listen, hey, you're welcome to my house in Israel.
Well, I want to come. I love Israel. Let's talk a little about some of the controversy, as long as we're talking about Israel. Jonathan Pollard, who is an American, spied for the Israelis, was going to spend the rest of his life in jail. But now, because the negotiations going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians to try to get some sort of an agreement, this has been going on for decades, as you well know, Pollard is now a player or a pawn. Do a lot of the Israelis think this is the right thing to do, to release him and send him back to Israel?
Well, I think most Israelis want him back. As a matter of fact, when his name comes up, I really get angry. Not because of Jonathan, but because the way he's been treated all these 3 decades, sitting and rotting in jail, I'm just absolutely amazed, shocked, and angry. Because you know that we, in Israel, are daily maybe in touch with the White House maybe 7, 8, 9 times a day. We are exchanging secret information, espionage, the channel are open back and forth. The Americans are relying on Israel for many, many top secret missions that are happening right now as we speak. America needs Israel. Israel needs America. And the big question is, how come throughout all these decades that Pollard was left to rot in jail, and I'm using these hard, harsh terms because I'm angry. And yes, I believe he should be freed, because at the end of the day, it's good for both countries.
He's left to rot in jail because he was a political pawn in a scheme, if you will, or events that were much bigger than him. So he became a victim, if you will, but maybe justice is served by him being let go. Uri Geller with some thoughts for us. Check out his website, URIGELLER.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bodies. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Top five songs this week from 1984 starts us out with.
This would be Cyndi Lauper.
Girls just want to have fun, Jennifer.
Girls love to have fun. Girls just want to have fun.
I'll tell you, last year when I saw her do a blues set at the Jazz Festival in New Orleans, it was very cool. And she worked in a lot of this stuff and her pop stuff and did it, you know, as sounding like this. But then she kind of did some blues riffs on a couple of them. It was neat to see. It was very cool.
Talented lady.
All right, Dudley, so since you don't have the list in front of you of the top five songs from this week in 1984, you get to guess. I get to play Name That Tune. So the next tune is...
Number four.
Doug and I against each other. Let's
right.
See.
Doug has actually met one of the players of this band.
It's Dave Stewart with the Eurythmics.
Yes.
Annie Lennox. Yep. Actually, they had just gotten separated when I met Dave. They were married at the time.
So that's the number four song. The number three song this week in 1984 is one of my son's favorite rock and roll songs.
Of electronic implications of the Van Halen version of Jump. Yeah, how about we jump, Richie?
A lot of people get on Van Halen big time from when Eddie put down the guitars and started playing the keyboards.
Yeah.
Just kind of doing that electric thing. All right. Here's, you're not going to be able to name this band, but you will be able to name this song.
Yeah, this is good. This is a Michael Jackson knockoff. You're right, I can't remember.
Rockwell.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so the number two song.
This is a one-hit wonder.
Yes.
Okay. But a good song. Everybody knows.
Yeah. All right, number two this week, 1984.
All right, and then the number one song this week in 1984.
We Are the World.
No.
What is that?
Can you say Kevin Bacon?
Was it 84 the year for We Are the World?
We Are the World was 85.
Yeah, I thought I said, but earlier on I might have said 84. All right, so those are the top five songs from this week, 1985, the year 26.
84.
84, I'm going back and forth. So, Jennifer.
Dougie.
Lindsay Lohan appears to be having some financial problems because...
Yeah. Shock.
Well, you got to wonder what it is. Just is this because she just needs attention? Is that what this
yes.
is all
Well, and
about?
Also, I do think she's probably having money problems. I mean, she spent, drank, snorted, allegedly, away a lot of her money, and she hasn't worked in a while. But according to the New York Post, she was shopping in Soho this past weekend, and both of her credit cards declined for a $300 purchase. Right. She looked really embarrassed and tried to negotiate before her friend finally just stepped in and paid for it.
Have you ever had that happen to you, Richie?
I had my credit card declined.
Credit card, yeah, yes. It couldn't work. Yeah. And so then how did you work around it?
It's embarrassing when that happens.
It's very embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing. I've had it happen. Jennifer, you have had it happen?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Right. Most of the time you take out another card.
Yeah. Okay, if that one gets declined, what do you do?
Leave.
I've never had that happen. We're like,
I always have one backup that I know is going to work.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had to walk out of a place. But, you know, there's been a situation where you forgot to make a payment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're at your
sometimes
limit.
Sometimes they don't get it. Yeah, whatever it
is. I mean,
or sometimes they just cancel it if you're someplace weird making a weird purchase.
That actually happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really being watched, the bank, and I had that $9,000 charge, and the bank paid it. The credit card company insisted that I be limited to $1,000 of purchases a day on it instead of whatever unlimited things there were.
My
there.
Bank is very good about calling me when they see something that just doesn't seem right.
And after that, Richie, the same thing happened to me. They always call if they want to, well, you're in California. Why are you charging this, that, or the other thing
right.
there?
Exactly.
So you got to get the record straight with your bank.
You got to be safe now. It's their money.
You got to have a good bank to work with. You. That's the problem with a lot of people. Go to lousy banks.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Let's get ourselves back into some action here. We let you come join us because we are nice folks, and we are very eager to have your input and your attention.
And we want you here.
I let Jennifer join us, and I let Richie join us, and I let Kenny join us because they all have something to say. What do you have to say about the issues of the day? Help yourself to 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. You'll see some of the pictures that are connected to the program. My dog, Charlotte, has a tutu on today, and that's been posted at Facebook.com.
She really misses you. She, like, dresses up.
What did you do that for?
I didn't do anything. My niece, my grandniece, Amanda, my niece, who runs the store on the farm, her niece, Macy, loves Charlotte. So they are taking care of Charlotte while I'm on the road.
Okay.
And so the last night they were doing dress-up.
Okay.
And so she's 5 years old, and she got out a tutu, and she put it on Charlotte.
That I understand. All
did
right.
You see, Kenny, you saw the pictures getting posted. What did you think of Charlotte and the tutu?
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes. Isn't she lovely? And you can tell by her face that she likes it very much.
The only thing Charlotte gets excited about is things that she can tear apart.
That's also true.
So I'm sure she just kind of sat there and took the tutu with a
grin. She looks her with that face. Yeah, her face is very, very telling. She was on my bed yesterday and didn't get off. And that was because, you know, I'm not around, so she stays close to things and places where I am. All right, so on the road, Florence, South Carolina. Tomorrow I'll be in the studio with Richie.
You
can be sure I'll kick him in the shins or do something appropriate.
Because that's the only thing he can reach.
Yeah. All right, just to finish off the conversation, if you didn't hear what we were talking about a few minutes ago, Richie grabbed me good. April Fool's yesterday. How many of you had really good April Fool's? I want to see if we have, Kenny, any people who tell us good stories about what happened to them.
He did you dirty, but it was pretty good.
No, but it was good. Yeah, and he's happy to tell you how smart he is because he figured out.
I wish I could have been a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
I wouldn't have told you, Jen.
Why?
I convinced Doug that another show was running on the stations that were on instead of his show by having people email him and managers of the radio stations around the country. So, but I would not have invited Jennifer in on it because I've tried that before, and Jennifer is so nice. She thinks that I'm being mean to you.
I never ruined your April Fool's Day.
No, I know, but you always think I'm being mean.
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are.
And then... That's right. But sometimes to have fun, you have to be a little mean.
But for April Fool's Day, I probably would have been fine.
Right.
Let's revisit the big Chilean earthquake. 300 prisoners escaped from a maximum security prison. 300 female prisoners.
Right.
Took advantage of the earthquake. They have flown the coop. They set fire to the site. After the jailbreak, the penitentiary was being evacuated anyway. So this is around 4:30 local time down there. Apparently, 39 have been recaptured, but there'll be plenty that'll make their way in and around and out. This is a good movie here. This is a great movie.
Oh, absolutely. An earthquake-fueled jailbreak? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Surprised it hasn't been a movie already.
A lot of you have been hearing discussion about the GM CEO on Capitol Hill answering questions. These phonies who are running for re-election, chasing this woman around who had nothing to do with any of this. She didn't start the job until the beginning of this year. So what does she know about what happened? She's doing an investigation, to be sure, because that's her job. But she's not a party to this. There are people who are that ought to be held accountable. But the problem is going to be that General Motors reorganized in 2009. So under bankruptcy protection, whatever happened before that, nobody's going to get a nickel out of it. Nobody's going to get any. And that's part of the confusion here that people don't know. People say, General Motors. Rah, rah, rah. General Motors went bankrupt. So whatever happened in 2001, 2004, 2006 doesn't make any difference at all. There is no money that's going to come from General Motors unless they feel benevolent and feel like they want to help these people. They would not ever be required under law to pay out anything to these victims unless it happened after 2009 when they reorganized. It's that simple. And for these guys, these phonies,
I can't
grind this woman up the way they did when she had nothing to do with it. Is there somebody responsible? Sure. Should somebody be fired? Yep. Should somebody go to jail? Maybe. But none of that stuff is really, you're not going to get any money unless they decide that it's in their best interest, PR-wise and otherwise.
Right.
Because they went bankrupt.
Because they're going to pony up that
cash. They are insulated from this. Now, you got to wonder about the management that keeps, if those people are still around.
She was part of that management.
She was the engineering department. She didn't design it. She didn't make the excuses. I don't see that, Richie. She may have been an engineer.
You know what? I cannot take it when I see politicians grill CEOs of American companies.
And they never grill themselves.
Exactly. Like, they are holier than thou, higher than mighty, and like, we've never made a mistake. And they get up there and like, you lied. I'm like, look at the pot calling the kettle black.
She didn't lie about anything.
You.
All right. The Powerball winner. How much? $420 million, right?
$425 million.
Good for him. Is it him? Do we know who it is?
It's him, yeah. It's James Buxton, I think his name was.
Yeah.
And
where did he buy the ticket?
He Buxton out all over, right?
Yeah, he Buxton out all over. Apparently, he sat on the ticket for a few days trying to get all of his affairs in order. And
meaning he's like divorcing his wife or something.
Apparently. And shows up at the thing. I guess he doesn't want his face to be shown or anything like that, so he's not doing interviews.
That's smart.
He's smart.
Smart.
But he showed up wearing a shirt with a picture of Yoda on it saying, luck of the Jedi I have.
Oh, jeez.
And he does.
Way to rub it in, buddy.
Yeah, good job, fella. 21 before the hour, the air transport officials are still talking about politicians and being foolish. This thing with the Malaysian airliner continues to grab headlines, and people just shake their heads at the lack of anything substantive and the amount of time, although it seems to be dwindling, the amount of time, and because people just aren't getting any answers. So the only thing that came out of this yesterday that I see as positive is the word from the head of the International Air Transport Association, who promised that no airplane will ever go missing again. The only problem with this is Mr. Tyler, who runs the International Air Transport Association, said the same thing after the Air France flight in June of 2009 went into the drink. And they found it. Nope, this is never going to happen again. Well, here we are 5 years later. And guess what? Same thing happened again. He says that we want in the future planes to be tracked in real time. This guy sounds like a politician. It's the same crud from him. Meanwhile, there's a sub on the scene for the missing airliner. A British nuclear submarine is in the Indian Ocean, and they're looking around for
What's that thing cost to have in the area?
By the way, I said this yesterday, $4 million an hour. is the accrued cost of having this search go on and on and on and on and on. And so as they scour the waters southwest of Perth, or Australia, they have found nothing.
The Australian Prime Minister says it's one of the great mysteries of our time.
Well, there you go.
Do you think, let's go around the room here. Do you think it will ever be found? Doug.
Yes.
Jennifer.
Not in the water.
I don't, I'm kind of with Doug. I don't know where it will be found, but I think it will be found.
This sounds like you're doing McLaughlin, the McLaughlin thing, Richie. Very
wrong.
Wrong. What do you think, Rich? Do you think it's in the bottom of the ocean?
Jennifer, what do you think? Wrong.
He'll find it.
Yeah. Wrong. I think they will find it, but, man, it's certainly a mystery. We are too curious not to let this go. Mm-hmm. We will search for it and search for it, but it just goes to show you how small we are on this little planet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So the last crash that occurred, they got a lot of noise, and actually it was a Boeing 777. Remember last year when the Asiana plane went down going into SFO, San Francisco International? The airline says, listen to this, you'll love this. The feds say a pilot, there were four pilots in the cockpit, and the pilot that was in charge was flying too slow before the crash. So as soon as the feds say that, Asiana comes out and says, no, no, it's Boeing's fault because the auto throttle didn't work properly. And so the Boeing people came back and said, what do you mean? We've never had any problems with this. And the thing shouldn't have been on auto throttle anyway. You land in the plane.
You are such a homer for Boeing products.
Well,
like,
but
the minute someone throws a stone at Boeing, you get your feathers in a ruffle.
I do, because it is. But, okay, if Boeing's at fault, then you deal with it. But Boeing's not at fault here. As a matter of fact, they presented right after Asiana said, oh, it's our fault, our being Boeing's fault, their fault. Boeing documents the way the flight manual shows how this thing is supposed to be used, and it's not supposed to be used on landing. The plane is capable of landing itself, but not with the improper information put into the computer. And that's what they did, if in fact the thing wasn't. See, I haven't been convinced that they're trying to blame it on Boeing, but they can't seem to show or prove somehow from the records, and I don't know that this is information that's in the black box or not, whether the plane is being piloted by the pilot or it's on autopilot. It must be something in the record.
One of the things that will come out of this incident is that these all planes will have streaming GPS within the next 5 to 10 years. Right. They will set these things up so
that's
that...
It's still not going to help an incompetent pilot land the plane, right?
No, but it will help. No. It will help the closest tower or anybody know where that plane last was. You will not be able to just fall off of the radar anymore. Mm-hmm. They will fix that problem.
The plane was at 1,600 feet, and the indication was the pilot was in control. They say no. The autopilot changed from pitch mode to flight level mode. And it's supposed to have been in manual mode, but yet the pilot was trying. I'm thinking the pilot was fighting and didn't know. They weren't paying attention. There are all kinds of stories about these guys fooling around the pilots, in the cockpit before the plane landed. They were talking. I think the pilot wasn't paying attention and tried to land it, but it was still in auto mode. I think that's what happened. I think the pilot tried to land the plane and didn't look down at the control board and see the thing had changed he hadn't disabled the autopilot and try to land it, and the conflicting, he's got the stick, autopilot's trying to go one way, he's trying to stick it another way, and the plane doesn't know what it's doing, so boom, kaboom. I mean, I think that's what happened. That would be my explanation for this.
At this point, anything's feasible.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure Daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I
was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It's 57 channels and
you're going to say something real quick.
Please.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to tell you. Yes, I'm sorry about
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, very involved. March Madness continues even though it's April, so it could be April Apples instead of March Madness. Catch all the excitement as they get down to the final four and now the final two and final whatevers. You can catch your favorite team and your favorite sauce together only at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for March Madness. This is the anniversary. This date, 1978, J.R. Ewing and the Klan arrived at South Fork for the first time. Dallas on CBS. Larry Hagman starred as John Ross. The show originally was broadcast on Sunday, then moved to Saturday and then to Friday. Enormous hit, and the show continues and seems...
Mm-hmm. A reboot.
Well, more intriguing, more... I don't know. I'm not sure what to use as an adjective to describe it other than compelling.
It's soapy. It's soapy.
It really is soapy. Right.
You know, the show that actually competes with that on network TV is Nashville. Nashville is a great soapy show. Definitely check it out. All right, lots of TV news today, Dougie. The Voice, we like to start there. We play a lot of those clips from the show on this program. And in the fall, CeeLo Green and Christina Aguilera are set to come back and replace Shakira and Usher, who are the judges this season. Blake and Adam seem to have their spots there on either side. They're like the bookends of the show. But CeeLo, a couple of weeks ago, announced that he is no longer a member of The Voice. He's retiring. So they've replaced him with Pharrell Williams, you know, the guy that sings Happy, the Oscar-nominated song from Despicable Me 2. Yeah. Pharrell will be the new coach.
That song's being played every
day. He seems to have a lot of talent. He's written a lot of songs that are hits right now. The guy seems to be an actual musician.
Yeah.
Instead of just somebody that writes... that gets songs written for them. He's the one that writes songs for everybody else.
Yeah, so he'll be a good addition to that show. Plus, Michael Strahan joining Good Morning America.
I heard right. that.
Because they need a man. He's their guy.
He's a fun guy.
All right. Well, the other guy quit because he wasn't going to get 10 million a year. The newsreader there.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
More questions for the CEO of GM on Capitol Hill today. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Mary Barra took the helm of General Motors in January. Although she has been with GM for decades, the fact she just became CEO a few months ago allowed her to say this about a faulty ignition switch that could have been rectified years ago.
I became aware of an issue that was being examined. I didn't know of the specific issue in December of 13, late December of 13. I became aware of this specific incident on January 31st after the recall team made this decision.
That is what is known as plausible deniability. The ignition switch problem, blamed for more than a dozen deaths, was a defect GM said it first noticed in 2001. Barra offered an apology and faced some tough questions in a House subcommittee hearing yesterday. Today, she returns to the Hill to face a Senate hearing. Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling on GM to create a hefty compensation fund for victims' families. He didn't mince any words yesterday in talking about the ignition switch defect.
GM made a business decision to hide a defect, not only to avoid repairing it, but to conceal it.
Blumenthal is urging GM to do the right thing. Mary Barra said GM is determined to set a new standard of safety, adding that before GM's bankruptcy reorganization, the company had more of a cost culture than a focus on consumers. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offerings 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer. Insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down. Copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat. Transformer blows. Facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
On Wall Street, solid gains for stocks yesterday. The Dow up 75 points, closing at 16,533. NASDAQ was up 69 points. S&P up 13. Hawaii remains under a tsunami advisory, but waves are not expected to flood inland areas. The advisory issued due to the magnitude 8.2 quake that hit off the coast of Chile yesterday. The powerful quake created a tsunami that hit the northern part of Chile. Across the U.S., a stormy day for the Midwest today that may include a few tornadoes, severe weather, high winds, and hail, the order of the day from the Great Lakes to the lower Mississippi Valley, and that includes Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, and North Texas. As you may have heard, the White House says the first enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act, despite that botched launch last fall, resulted in over 7 million signups. President Obama, clearly in a celebratory and feisty mood yesterday, referred to Republicans when he asked why anyone would not want people to have health insurance. He also said this:
I will always work with anyone who's willing to make this law work even better. But the debate over repealing this law is over. The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
Republicans generally maintain their opposition to Obamacare and have pledged to continue their efforts to repeal the law. Closing notes, at the White House yesterday, the president welcomed last year's World Series champions, the Boston Red Sox. He said they deserve recognition.
Not just because they went from worst to first, but because they symbolized the grit and the resilience of one of America's iconic cities. During one of its most difficult moments.
The president referring to the Boston Marathon bombing of nearly a year ago. And finally, did anyone pull a prank on you yesterday? After all, it was April Fool's Day, but in this age of lawsuits at the drop of a hat, we don't seem to get as many pranks as we used to. Even so, there were some major corporations that did get into the spirit of the day. The folks at Cheetos had workers in New York and L.A. handing out bottles of a cheese-scented perfume called Cheeto. Not sure if the spray bottle left your fingers orange. And online streaming video company Hulu announced a new cooking show hosted by none other than Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Dishes that are simple to die for. In the Kitchen with Hannibal. Coming this fall. Only on Hulu.
Betcha that meal would cost you an arm and a leg. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Mom, you text so slow. Abbreviate. Use BTW for by the way and LOL for laugh out loud.
Well, I'm texting Dad to make a reservation at America's Best Value Inn. Got one for that? ABVI. ABVI?
America's Best Value Inn. Everyone knows their BVOTR, the best value on the road.
You're right. They have free internet and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America, plus instant rewards with the Value Club.
You'd better text Dad to go to ABVI.com ASAP.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.